Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Franco Rossi, who is president of Aquafil USA. Franco, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kim. Thanks for having me as your guest.
Sure. Good to be with you. I know you just got back from a trip to Italy, and I believe you took customer trip you just got back from, right?
Yeah, we do that from time to time. I mean, it's easy to bring customer to Italy and show our beautiful country to them.
I'm looking forward to leaving tomorrow for Italy to go to the Trisai Ceramic Tile Show, so I'll be over there myself soon.
Good luck for your trip.
Thank you. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview, you've just done a sustainability report, and we'll get into that in a minute. But, I mean, just Aquafil, if you think about it for a minute, I think you have six locations. You have your headquarters in Italy. You have operations in Slovenia, Croatia, Thailand, China, and then in Georgia here in the USA, right?
Actually, there are a total of 13 manufacturing plants, which
okay.
mention are the country where those manufacturing plants are located.
All right. Okay.
So most of them are between Italy and Slovenia, where we have nine of them. But then we also have Croatia, which is close by. And so it makes 10 manufacturing plants in Europe. And then we got two in Asia and one in Cartersville, Georgia,
right.
The two in Asia being Thailand and Shanghai, China. China has been opened very recently in March of 2011, so it's a newcomer of the group. And by the way, having a manufacturing plant in China actually makes extrusion fiber, so extrude fibers, BCF yarn. And once we have opened that plant, that makes Aquafil the only company in the world having extrusion plant for fiber in three different continents.
Interesting. Well, I know you guys have been busy, and we've talked about it from time to time. One of the monumental things that you've done in the last year is you've opened a recycling plant outside of Italy. I believe, is that in Slovenia?
Yeah, it is in Slovenia. I mean, it's in the capital of Slovenia, a city called Ljubljana. And it was an existing site. It's not that we opened a new site. We added to that plant, take advantage of some of the existing utilities, and the fact that we could put together this new investment with the existing polymerization. It makes more sense to have a plant which, at the end of the day, manufactured monomer, caprolactam, mm-hmm. close to where we repolymerize that caprolactam back into.
And that's the headline.
Back into nylon.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. You're able now to take used nylon carpet and other nylon feedstocks, and you're able to chop it up and turn it back into the raw materials and then produce nylon fiber that has properties just as good as the virgin, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, so the capability of this new manufacturing plant are to convert back into the monomer fiber waste or other stream of nylon waste, and those can be converted back into monomer and caprolactam.
And it's about as close as you can get to cradle to cradle as possible, right?
Yeah, it's not yet there because at this point, this caprolactam that we make has a 100% recycled content, so everything is coming out of reused material, but is not 100% post-consumer. Mm-hmm. So we're still using approximately 75% of material which are industrial waste. Most of them are coming from not Aquafil plants, so we're actively buying wastewaters, muds, oligomers coming from different plants all over the world, together with feed stream of post-consumer material, carpet being the most used, but also some other materials.
All right, so one of the things that maybe your competitors might point out is that that plant is over in Europe, and you know that material is coming from here. But we've actually done research, and I wanted to point out that you can actually ship a 40-foot container over to Europe and back for less energy than it takes to drive one several hundred miles here on the highway. Is that right?
Well, it is right. We needed to start somewhere, and mm-hmm. we decided to start from Europe.
Right.
Or the region I mentioned before, because we had already an existing large operation in that location. And then the source of the material is global.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sourcing in Europe, we're sourcing in North America, we're sourcing in Asia and South America too. But we're getting ready to release the LCA numbers or some of the LCA indicators on Econil.
Mm-hmm.
What that LCA tells us that if we compare virgin versus Econil, for instance, in the energy that we use for the process, including transportation, of course, we still save 39% of the energy
mm-hmm.
compared to virgin nylon or nylon coming from virgin caprolactam.
Okay.
So, yes, of course, transportation has an impact, but that impact does not offset the saving in not using oil derivative products.
All right, so as we look at your sustainability report, just to hit a couple of the top line key items, what are some of your key achievements that you guys were proud of as when you issued this book?
Well, of course, most of a good part of the book is dedicated to Econil, mm-hmm. which is a 2011 project, mm-hmm. but also the sustainability focus on other points that we have achieved in the past couple of years. One is the fact that we reduced our disposed waste of 15% per unit of product, or we have reduced 10% the emission of greenhouse gases just in the last 12 months, always measuring unit produced. So, I mean, it's not easy, I mean, to achieve those results, I mean, unless you invest heavily in technology and processes to make that happen.
Right.
One other achievement, which is not yet mentioned in the sustainability report, but will be in the next edition, I'm sure, is the fact that since we opened the Econil facility, we became waste positive, meaning, you know, we still generate approximately globally 3 million pounds of non-separated waste, mm-hmm. but now with Econil, we purchase waste produced by either manufacturer or consumer for approximately 20 million pounds per year. So actually, Aquafil reduced the waste which is going to the landfill by 17 million pounds per year just because they operate. We take in more waste than we put out the door.
Now let's talk, before we run out of time, just a couple key things I know our listeners are going to want to know is that how are business conditions right now for you?
Well, business conditions are not great. I mean, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. I mean, when I stay, the residential market is still suffering, mm-hmm. and did not recover yet from the crisis of 2007-2008. Mm-hmm. The commercial market segment is a little better, and within that segment, definitely what we call modular, basically tiles, are doing better than Broadloom. Mm-hmm. And as we're fortunate enough to be heavily involved with Solution Dynylon, which is a typical raw material for tiles and commercial tiles, I think we are suffering less than others.
Which would mean that you're taking share, probably.
That probably means we are taking share. I think we are. Our business has been growing for 12 years. You know, we never had one year which was not as good or better than the previous year. So obviously, as the market is not growing in total, we are taking share somewhere.
Okay. And it used to be understood in the commercial market that the best nylon was nylon 6/6, and then the next one down was nylon 6. But actually, that's kind of changed lately, hasn't it?
Well, I think that has been the message that we try to send to the market since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Let's say what probably changed now the perception that the message and the explanation that we have been giving, the real difference between good nylon and bad nylon, not between 6 and 6/6. I think this message is being now received.
Okay. All right, one last question. We all are watching what's going on over there in Europe with the euro. What is your take on how things are going to shake out with the euro?
You know, if I knew that, I would probably have a better position than President of Aquafil USA. But I guess that the Europeans are worried about what's going to happen next, because I think it's the first time we see a situation like this. First of all, the euro is a very new currency, and the system is a system which has never been proven in history, where you have a central bank which controls the currency, but then that central bank is not strictly related to any defined political government. Mm-hmm. So there are 15 or 17 right now different governments. They all use the euros, mm-hmm. but they don't have a direct control or relationship with a bank which issues the currency.
Right.
So it's kind of uncharted territory.
It is.
You know, never been done before.
Right. And, you know, the U.S. has debt, and, you know, we're paying a very low interest rate, and I see where the Greeks are having to pay. It's an unbelievable interest rate, so I think that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, you know, but the Greek, that's a small piece of the puzzle. You
yeah.
know, they only represent a couple percent of the economy, of the population, and so I don't think that Greece itself is going to have a major impact. I think that actually that most of the other larger economy suffer a little bit of the same thing that even the U.S. is suffering right now, which is excessive public debt compared to revenues. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're all facing the same problem.
Okay, great, Franco. Great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Franco Rossi, who's president of Aquafil USA, about their latest sustainability report. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.
Okay.